I'm joined by editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass. Morning, Mark.
Hey, Vince. How you doing today?
So I'm anxious to see how the week shapes up for a lot of things. Let's start with the Milwaukee Brewers and the playoff situation. At worst, Mark, we have just two games here in Milwaukee, which would mean we get swept in two. I don't see that happening. I'm looking for a deep run by our Milwaukee Brewers here in the playoffs.
I mean, really important, Vincent, because think of last year when there were no playoffs and, you know, kind of what happened at the end of the season, things just go away. But here you're going to have at least a week, hopefully a lot more, kind of, as you said, we're going to get a lot of the people from out of town who are going to come in. They're going to spend money at the hotels. They're going to spend money at the restaurants. They're going to spend money at the stores. And they're also going to spend money at the team. Think about it already. The Brewers have already have shirts and hats out there. They're already making revenue off of this playoff run. They're going to have a couple home games at least where they're going to sell a lot of food and sell a lot of beer and they're going to sell a lot of tickets. So this is good for the Brewers being in the smallest market in the major leagues to have the playoffs. Now, obviously, I mean, if they're out in the first round, it's not as good as going all the way to the World Series. But think about it. I think it was 2018 when they went all the way to the NLCS, how great that was in the city, how much attention that brought to the city, and how much money was spent here. This really has an economic impact. And, you know, it also comes at a great time. Think about what we're also working on right now, and that's the money for the future of AmFam Field. So to have this kind of play out as that's being voted on in Madison, I think is great for the Brewers.
Let's pivot quickly to the Milwaukee Bucks because we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. But, boy, it's all sports here on the front end.
Yeah.
You know, Bucks training camp starts already this coming week here with big increase in interest now due to the big trade for Damian Lillard. You have all of that happening. Boy, the Bucks stole the spotlight right out from under the Brewers for at least a couple of days of the news cycle. But
isn't
the Bucks,
that amazing how that happened?
Right, I know, right? If I'm the Brewers, I'm like, can you give me a minute here? Like, we're going to the playoffs. But, man, what the Bucks have done not only on the floor, but then everything that they've built in and around Fiserv Forum, it's a really exciting time for downtown Milwaukee.
It is, and it's also a real important time for the Bucks because think about this. In the hours after that trade where they bring in this guy who's a superstar, they sold 200 uniforms, like, overnight with his name on it. So that just shows the impact he's going to have on this team, both on the court and off the court. So, and they're saying now they're going to sell all their seats for the season tickets. So, again, he's already had a huge impact. I think that's going to continue. Obviously, winning is important. We saw that in 2021 when they won the championship, what that meant to our city, both from a financial standpoint and from a just being seen internationally standpoint. So I think the interest in the Bucks is only going to increase. Obviously, now they have to win on the court. And if that happens over the first few months of the season, you're just going to see huge crowds down there.
Talking with editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass. You know, the other thing, Mark, on the intangible level, you know, we've talked a lot about dollars and cents and what it means for businesses that benefit directly. But how about just the lifting of all of our spirits? Other major Wisconsin companies get behind our teams. Maybe they have a spirit day in the office. Maybe they light the exterior of their building up green for the Bucks or blue for the Brewers or what have you. Like, there's an intangible benefit to our teams doing well too, right?
You're exactly right. You're seeing that already. Just, I mean, all the spirit behind the Brewers, all the spirit behind what's going on with the Bucks. I think it's great. I think the other thing that you have to talk about, Vince, is that having these teams here and the success they have helps us draw both more companies and helps us draw more employees here. I mean, think of, you know, kind of the young 20s and 25-year-olds who are looking for a place to live. They want to live where sports teams are. They want to live where they obviously have some success. So this helps us. But you're right, in terms of spirit, all you have to do is kind of look back to 2021 and what went on when they won the championship, how great that was for the city. And thinking back all the way back to 82 and 83, I went to the World Series. I still remember it. So, I mean, it was that important for this city. And kind of for this community to have that kind of thing.
Need another parade on Wisconsin Avenue. Sticking with the Bucks
parade
a little bit. We've got you know, a global superstar, and I don't know that there's any way that we can really wrap our arms around how big it is. They have a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo who plays for our team, who lives in our community, who's raising his children here. And now Giannis has, tell me about this restaurant that he's invested in.
Right. This is an interesting one. He's getting more involved. It's a Greek restaurant just kind of north of the arena. He's gotten involved in it through ownership, but really I've seen Giannis kind of expand over the past couple months in terms of his interest. He's into candy now. He's into winery. He and his brothers have just, over the past few months, have really expanded what they're doing, and I like it because he's setting himself up kind of long-term. You know, what's he going to be involved in after he's through playing hoops? He's got all these things now, and for him to be involved in that restaurant, and he says he's going to spend some time there. He's going to eat some meals there. He's going to be involved there. I think his one is good for him. It's also great for the community. Think about also he's going to have that retail store, which is going to be right across the street from the arena in the trade. Again, he sees things really well in terms of his brand and of living his life kind of after he's through playing basketball.
Big news this week in the nonprofit sector, Mark. You know, we're trying to get our way to $240 million for the new Milwaukee Public Museum that's going to go just north of Fiserv Forum, and a big contribution toward that end over the last week.
Yeah, it really is important to that effort. It's the ex-CEO of Kohl's really involved in the growth of that retailer. He and his family, in honor of their parents, made the contribution of $10 million. Important for a couple reasons. One is because it obviously raises the money they need, but two, it raises the recognition of others, hopefully. So I think long-term, this will help them. For those of us who, you know, kind of walked through the museum and have seen the current state, we know that it needs to be replaced, and that's what they're working on. But they're really trying to raise a lot of money here. They want to start construction yet in 2023, have it open yet in 2026. So there's a lot of work to be done here and a lot of money to be raised there still, because they need about $80 million or more still for the whole project. Not easy to do, but important for our community. So the next few months are really, really key to them.
Hey, last thing for you, because I saw some pictures online that you posted from Doors Open Milwaukee. Boy, is that event just exploded over the last several years.
It really is, and it's something that I try to hit every year. I get out with Kay and just walk around downtown. You get to go in places. Like, I went into Grafe, which I know is actually near you guys, in the Avenue. I'd never actually been in that space, but to see the office space they created in the Avenue, kind of overlooking the rest of the mall, is really cool. To go into a firehouse, which I did, right in the heart of the city, and see how that's put together. The other thing I think is cool, Vince, is you see everybody out and about in the city, kind of walking around, seeing all these hidden gems we have, and just enjoying the city on a Saturday and Sunday. And how important is that? Because again, I often kind of talk about the energy and the activity, and to see that and to see these cool places, whether it's City Hall, whether it's the courthouse, whether it's all these other really cool places, it's important for our city to kind of show them off. So, I mean, that's just a great, really cool event, I think.
Mark Cass, editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. Great to catch up with you, Mark.
Always good to talk to you, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.